Cohoes, New York has a new police chief for the first time in 27 years. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of chief of police.
Of the office of chief of police.
Of the city of Cohoes.
Of the city of Cohoes.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Chief Tad Walden was sworn in alongside a host of new leaders at Cohoes Music Hall Wednesday. He replaces acting chief Tom Ross and chief Bill Heslin, who retired earlier this year. Democratic Mayor Bill Keeler says the coronavirus pandemic prolonged the search for a new department head, but in the end, it was worth it.
Tad Walden finished number one on a police chief's examination and has served his department for 19 years, 3 as a sergeant, 9 as a lieutenant. Tad's widely respected as a supervisor, both within the department as well as in the larger law enforcement community. He will no doubt deliver the strong, independent, and professional leadership the department needs.
Walden will oversee a force of 34 people in the Albany County City, along with new Assistant Chief Timothy Keith, new Lieutenant John Shanahan, and 3 freshly promoted sergeants. The department also swore in a new officer Wednesday, but Walden says the group's modest size, driven by a string of recent retirements, is currently one of its largest obstacles.
The plan is to have a fully staffed, well-trained department that can engage with the community. And if we meet those 3 goals, I think we can go a long way to solving a lot of the problems that exist.
Walden cites community policing as a particular focus for the future. Police community relations and police brutality have dominated conversation in cities across the country since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody in May, and Cohoes is no exception. In June, Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered local police departments to come up with a plan for reform by April 2021 with their state funding in the balance. Walden says his force has already started reviewing its policies while simultaneously working toward an official accreditation from the state. Again, given the department's size, he notes it's crucial for all officers to be trained in community policing.
Newer recruits that we have in our police department have had that training through the police academy, but there are some officers here who haven't, and the goal would be to have everyone go through that same training, because you really do start to see things and the evidence of how you can do things differently and the positive results that you can achieve by doing that.
The department has received its share of bad press lately, after one of its officers fired his weapon in Essex County and allegedly lied about it to responding state police. Officer Sean McGowan, the nephew of former Chief Heslin, reportedly told state police that he exchanged gunfire with a group of black youths after arguing with them at his camp in the Adirondacks. McGowan later changed multiple aspects of his story, saying he fired into a tree stump. Mayor Keeler, a retired state police troop commander, says an investigation found the group in question was far from the scene when McGowan discharged his weapon. He faces no criminal charges, but Keeler says he was pushed to retire, calling his behavior unbecoming of a police officer.
You know, it's a different department now. There have been a half a dozen retirements in the last 8 months. The chief will have the chance to diversify the department in terms of personnel, engage with the community. This is a diverse community, and he will be very hands-on, as I have been, in engaging with the community, every aspect of the community.
McGowan's brother Scott was among the 3 officers promoted to sergeant Wednesday. Reporting from Cohoes for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.